Hello everybody and welcome to the United Stand. And look, lots to talk about. The race for Jadon Sancho heats up as Chelsea declare their interest. And we know when Chelsea go for a transfer, that can mean problems, especially for someone like United, who are a snail. And Arsenal, Chelsea, don't forget Arsenal, they're not in the race. And Chelsea are a hare, although the snail does, the tortoise sometimes does meet the hare. And also we'll be talking about Allegri and Manchester United, apparently very, very unhappy with some of these comments coming out in relation to Paul Pogba from Mino Raiola. So we'll be talking about that as well, but let's get started on Jadon Sancho. So strong reports coming out this afternoon from France, but the football world is so small nowadays. You can have Fabrizio Romano, who is an Italian expert, talking about Bruno Fernandes going from Portugal to United. You can have Damasio talking about Fabinho going from France to Liverpool. It's just the way football is these days. So the report this afternoon was from France saying that, you know, Chelsea are very serious about going for Jadon Sancho. And I think this is, you know, whether it's true or not, I do think that Chelsea are in for Sancho. I think, as football fans, we like to go where we like to go. And I think when Chelsea signed Ziyech the other day, people were like, wow, them going for Ziyech means they're not in for Sancho. And we forget that maybe Liverpool want Sancho and they're just going to wait till the summer. And we also forget that I think Chelsea do want Sancho. Like, why stop at Ziyech? I think Chelsea need depth. I think they're going to lose Willian and Pedro. And I think that they still needed depth anyway. Ziyech can play a number of positions. And I think they will go for Jadon Sancho 100%. And I think if Chelsea are in the race for Jadon Sancho, then it becomes a very difficult race for Manchester United. Much the same it does if Liverpool are in that race as well. Do people really think we're getting Sancho under Ole? This is the smartest kid playing professional football right now. Are you having a laugh? Says Mike Cass. Well, I think with Jadon Sancho, this is a player that United want. I never for one minute believed the story that came out the other day that United didn't go in for Ziyech because they want Sancho. Because how stupid would it look if Chelsea get Ziyech and Sancho? You can't prioritise your signings. You go for what you want. And maybe Ziyech wanted to go to Chelsea because he wanted to go to Chelsea, much like Fernandes wanted to come to us. That's just the way it goes. We do need Sancho, Duke. I agree. I think Jadon Sancho would make a massive difference to United because we're crying out for a right winger. And Jadon Sancho fits the profile perfectly. He is absolutely doing it on the world stage. He's very young. He's got more gears to go through. And it would be a step up coming to Manchester United. I'm sorry to Dortmund. I know you're doing well, but United's still a bigger club than Dortmund. So it would be perfect for United. But unfortunately, or the way the world works in relation to this as well, there's going to be a queue for Jadon Sancho. And when there's a queue, do we do well? When was the last time United signed a player when there was a queue to sign a player? And I can't really think. There wasn't one with Matic. There wasn't really one with Lukaku. Chelsea wanted Lukaku. We wanted Morata. It swapped over. That was agents doing that. Maybe Pogba. Was there a queue for Pogba? I think, did Real Madrid really get into that race? I don't think that they did. I think Zidane wanted him, but United, but Real Madrid didn't act quickly enough. Look at Wan-Bissaka last summer. There was no queue. We spent weeks on the deal because no one else was in for him. Maguire, no one else was in for him. Bruno Fernandes, no one else was in for him either. And we take a long time. And I suppose this will be the acid test for United, because there will be competition for Jadon Sancho. Now, if United do get Jadon Sancho, I would sit here and go, look, whether it's Woodward or the Glazers or whatever, I'd say fair play. You know, I'm very happy that we signed Bruno Fernandes, by the way, but there was no competition. I'm happy we've signed him because he's one of my favourite players. I think he's going to be brilliant. There wasn't any competition. Would we have got him if there was competition? But with Sancho, there will be competition, and it will be Chelsea, and it will probably be Liverpool, and it could well be a foreign club. I think he's going to come to the Premier League. I think it's between us, Chelsea and Liverpool. And it depends whether Liverpool want to do a deal like that. Why wouldn't they? They might do, they might not. Chelsea definitely will. Chelsea and Liverpool in relation to transfers are fast. You know, Liverpool can be linked to Fabinho at 8 o'clock and have him signed by 9 o'clock. Chelsea can go and get Hazard when Man United and Man City want him, and they can offer him more money. So Liverpool, Chelsea are very, very good at transfers. And I think we've got to be, as I've said before about Sancho, I think we've got to be very, very careful about it, because I would love him to come to the club, but I'm not one of these fans on social media who are doing little edits of Jadon Sancho in a United top, because you look an idiot when it doesn't happen. You do. You look an absolute clown. So I don't get the confidence that some United fans have in relation to Jadon Sancho. I don't think it's done and dusted by any means. So, yeah, the outfit today is very much about my new album that I'm going to put out. It's Goldie Looking Chain Part 2. But, no, I was playing a bit of FIFA this afternoon, sort of chilling out in my weekend wear, and I thought, you know what? It's the Saturday night show. I want to do some questions, Q&A and everything. So we go with it. Why the finger clicking, says Purple Lee Patrick. It's something we used to do in the 80s. I'm trying to get it back. Yeah. If you want to see the goal of the season, by the way, check out my daughter's goal on Instagram. I'm going to give her a shout out. I haven't put it up on Twitter because Twitter's a bit vile, isn't it? But it's on Instagram, at Goldbridge Mark. My daughter, one double left foot. It runs in the blood. It's a cracking goal. But if you haven't seen the goal, do go and watch it on Instagram, at Goldbridge Mark. But my favourite bit about the goal is not the stunning goal it is for a little 10-year-old. It's also the fact that loses the ball, wins it back, then goes and scores the goal. Very, very good goal. I know a lot of you will have seen it, but check it out at Goldbridge Mark on Insta. You will not regret it. And the person who says, it sounds a bit like Gary Neville, the female version, the commentary on it. So check it out. But, right. Mark, do you think Sancho will perform well in Manchester United, even though Dortmund signings don't do well in United, as Dennis Maynard? I think Jadon Sancho, I will say this right now, if Jadon Sancho goes to Chelsea, he will be a rip-roaring success. At Liverpool, he'll be a rip-roaring success. And at United, he'll be a success. Like, Bruno Fernandes will be a success. I think some people say, oh, we buy players and we ruin them. Well, some of that is on the player. Like, I've played football, you've played football, you've watched football, I've watched football. Like, some responsibility is on the player. You cannot, and I've always said this about Pogba, you cannot hide behind crap tactics and say, oh, I'm rubbish because of the tactics. You're a bloody footballer. Like, if you're good at football, you will still shine a little bit. You might struggle in a team that's tactically unaware, but there will still be parts of your game that can't be destroyed by tactics. If you get a shot off, can you get past the player? Can you pass the ball 10 yards? Can you make a tackle? So, Bruno Fernandes will be a success at United. Jadon Sancho would be a success at United because they're good players. Whether we can do the deal or not, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. United looking to sign Eric Dier in the summer, says Ruth Myers. God, I hope not. I think Eric Dier was a player that Mourinho wanted to sign, but then Mourinho's at Spurs now, so keep him. Angaraj, I'm all I'm going to say, because your comment's just idiotic. I noticed today there's a bit of debate amongst United fans about whether Pochettino's good or not. And quite typically, because people can't have a grown-up conversation, it turns toxic. You've now got Poch is a dickhead, Poch is the right man across Twitter from United fans. And I'm like, who's driven this? Who is the plonker who's driving this? Can we not just have opinions about managers? Like, to start, I'll tell you what, if you criticise Pochettino, you're a fool who doesn't understand football. And I've even said, I'm not sure Pochettino is the right man for Manchester United. I'm not sure. I don't like the fact that he doesn't use width. I don't like the fact that I've watched Pochettino manage Spurs a lot, and he is sometimes a bit slow to react in his substitutions. And you need to open your eyes to these things. If you want Pochettino as United manager, there are concerns about some things. I think the fact that he's never won a trophy is relevant, but it's not more relevant to me than the fact that some of his subs are a little bit late or he doesn't really use wingers. They're more important to me. The fact that he's not won anything, well, I tell you what, a lot of managers haven't won anything because it's bloody hard to win something when you're at a club that's not got the spending power or squad that other clubs have got. But Pochettino took Spurs from mediocre to consistently top four to two sort of title chasers and a Champions League final. And if you think that could be done by bloody Harry Redknapp or any other bloody Spurs manager, I can't even think of any, Glenn Hoddle, what's his name? I can think of him, Christian Gross, you're having a laugh. He did a fantastic job at Southampton. He did a fantastic job at Spurs. He's a fantastic coach. Put some bloody respect on his name, because you're an idiot if you don't. But whether he's the right man for Man United or not, I don't think we need to start attacking Pochettino and saying he's a fake, he's a fraud, he bought a load of players and all that crap. There's no doubt He improved Spurs and made them very consistent. There's no doubt he improved Southampton. There's no doubt he's a good coach. Whether he's the right man for United, whether he will be the manager of Manchester United, I don't know. But why do we need to start being toxic and ridiculing a manager that's not even our manager at the moment? Is Chelsea signing Henderson, says Ollie Christian Hulk. I hadn't heard of that, to be honest with you. And Zane Miassi's, Mark, did you see Man City could go for Poch if you lose him to City? Who would you go for? Well, Zane, it's almost like we did that on purpose. We didn't. But there are some reports today about Allegri. Just to change it away from Poch for a moment, there are some points about Allegri. Now, watch what I do about Allegri here. I do not want Allegri as Manchester United manager. No. I watch a lot of Serie A. I must have said that a million times. And I think if we get Allegri, you'll end up with Emery at Arsenal part two. He's a good coach, but I think in the Premier League, the fast-paced Premier League, the media we have here, they'll just get swallowed up. I mean, a lot of being a coach in England isn't actually always about coaching. It's about dealing with the media. It's sort of like front page news. And Allegri, to me, would just be Emery at Arsenal, like I say. Good coach, but I think he'd get swallowed up in the Premier League. And I don't think he's the man for Manchester United. But watch what I do here. Instead of saying Allegri's a twat, Allegri's useless, what I will say is this. He's a good coach. He won a Scudetto at Milan. He won five in a row, I think, at Juventus. He is a good coach. I just don't think he's the right fit for Manchester United. But there are other options out there. I mean, look, it doesn't start and end with Pochettino. Allegri's free. Allegri and Poch would probably be my favourites to be United manager, not my personal. If you're saying who the next Man United manager is going to be, I'd say it probably is going to be one of those two because they are free to get in the summer. But at the moment, Solskjaer is the incumbent and he can keep that job. Mark, in all honesty, who do you think is better player, Ziyech or Bruno? So Sigur Kapoor. I think Bruno Fernandes is better than Maddison. I think Bruno Fernandes is definitely better than Ziyech. I think Bruno Fernandes is a fantastic player and I don't think many of you realise what we've got. So I like Ziyech and I would have took Ziyech at United, and Ziyech can play centre attacking midfield, but he's more of a right winger for me, and Bruno's more of a midfielder. So they're quite different players who could actually play in the same team. But if you want to play Ziyech as a midfielder, I think Bruno's the better player, to be honest. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But let me just, there's a few things I want to talk about, then I want to take some of your questions. Danny Vernon says, our next manager also needs to have the ability to coach players into their best form in the case of the board not spending, like Poch did with Spurs. Danny Vernon, well done. Absolutely spot on. I mean, look, I don't want to spend a lot of time waxing lyrical about Pochettino. I will put respect on his name because I think only an idiot doesn't. Whether you want him as the manager or not, let's not start saying, I don't want him as manager because he's a crap coach who bought a load of players, he's a myth. You're an idiot, mate, because that's not true. How's about saying, I don't want Pochettino because I've seen the way he plays, I don't think it fits in with what I think United should be playing. But to try and sell him as a fraud is stupid. Like, what he did at Spurs with not much of a budget, and he did bring players in, but not much of a budget, he made the most of what he's got and he improved what he's got. And you think about people like Dele Alli from MK Dons, and you think about people like Son, and you think about people like Kane and many others, he massively improved them and fused them into a good team. So, you know, when you're saying, I don't want Poch, he's useless, and then you've got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, there is no debate. Pochettino is streets ahead as a coach compared to Ole. But then again, so is Ancelotti. So is, you know, I'm not going to use the top four because it's obvious. You could even say Sean Dyche, even with the way he plays football, is a better coach than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So, yeah. Mark, go for Nuno. He's the new... Well, Nuno's better than Ole, isn't he? He's the new good Mourinho. Or will he go for him if Pep with hair fails, says Zane Miassi. Even with Champions League, Sancho will not come for us. That's interesting. That is interesting. My stance on this at the moment is that I'm 100% behind Ole Gunnar Solskjaer because that's where we all should be, because that's the situation at the moment. I can get on board with people who say, I don't want Solskjaer to be our manager next season. I totally understand that. I don't understand. I don't want Solskjaer to be our manager now. I think you can feel that, but you know reality is he is going to be our manager. So we are Manchester United. You know, Liverpool have just bloody won again. City have got a ban. We're playing Chelsea on Monday night. I know it can get a little bit confusing, but surely we all want to win on Monday night. Surely we all want to get in the Champions League. So surely we are backing the team. That's the way to be. I don't want us to lose games. I think we've got an opportunity here in front of us. Whether I think we'll take that or not, well, you know, life and reality will take control of that. But I want us to be successful. I want us to do well. Podge turned down Spurs, which were a pub team, into a brilliant side. We wanted him at Arsenal, says Zane Mayasi. And Sean Finity says, I'm not sure about Poch either, but he is a better coach than Ollie now and better able to handle the ownership, having worked with Levy. Yes, and that is a big experience thing that nobody really... I mean, I don't want it to turn into a Poch or Ollie thing. We did that this afternoon with Xander outside Old Trafford, if you want to check that out. But I don't want it to turn into that. But, you know, that is another thing that is very interesting. Working under Daniel Levy for a few years as a manager really is good preparation for probably working under the Glazers. What prevents a change in style working at a team? E.g., we talk about the Man United way of playing. What prevents various styles working at United? E.g., LVG or Mourinho, says Gordon Murray. Well, I think the players are limited. I think United is an institution, and I think it's very hard to change that institution as a manager when you're coming in from outside, because there's all sorts of things going. There's player power. You know, Mourinho spoke about it. He wanted to do things, but the board wouldn't back him. They were backing individual players over him. So those things are all a problem. Simon Cliff, Mark, in the summer, I'd take Nagelsmann or Blank over Pochettino and Partey, Tonali, Mbola and Werner. Thoughts? I've always been a fan of Laurent Blanc, Simon, and it's a very, you know, there's a small percentage of fans feel like that. And but I think Laurent Blanc would be a decent coach for United, but I doubt we'd ever go for him. Nagelsmann's obviously a good coach. Mr. Abdi says, with 90 million net per year, he made Spurs regular contenders, Champions League final, regular Champions League and great football. Imagine what he'd do with 120 million Ollie got. Look, I don't want it to turn into a Poch or Ollie show, because we can revisit it at the end if you want, if people want to go back there. But what I'm saying is, I saw a lot of things on social media today on Twitter where people were just like being verbally abusive to Pochettino. And I don't know where it's come from. I don't. But I think you've got to... You are a fool. You are. I'm sorry, and I don't like saying that, but you are a fool if you are just going to say Pochettino's a myth and a fraud. Because, you know, whether I want him as United manager or not, and I don't know whether I do. I don't know, because I'll see what happens in May. But I can't not put respect on his name. I mean, look, Liverpool Football Club, can't stand them. I can't stand Liverpool. I've got to put respect on Klopp's name, even though he's the manager of the club I can't stand the most, because he's doing a great job. And I've got to say the same about Pochettino. I mean, he's not as good as Klopp, but he is a fantastic manager who's Premier League proven. So I just can't see where the debate is with that. Now that Prince Harry has fired his PR people, do you think Woodward will have them for United, says Zane? Well, he's doing very well with his PR people, as it is, to be fair, Zane. I mean, there's a lot of stuff being kept quiet around Manchester United that would cause a lot of problems. And it's all spin, positivity, isn't it? And Luke Knight says, like Poch or not, he made the best out of a Spurs team with practically no funding. He also turned Kane from a bench warmer to one of the best players. Look, I think it's a futile point. I think if you don't rate Pochettino, you don't understand what he did. And you know, maybe you should go and do that. But let's talk about Manchester United. And if we get Champions League by fifth, fans still should be Ollie out, says Dipanjo or Kumar. Well, I think that's a very good question for the live comments. If we get Champions League by fifth, i.e. we don't win the Europa League, we don't win the FA Cup. I know you don't get that for the Champions League, but we don't win any trophies is what I'm going to say. And we finish fifth. I still think he should go, because he's only getting Champions League football by default because Man City got a ban. Fifth and no trophies would have been Europa League again. So I think he should go if that's the situation. But whether that would happen or not, I don't know. United apparently quite disappointed by Mino Raiola in the Pogba comments. We spoke about them a couple of days ago, but there actually are more comments that Raiola's made along the lines of, I've had talks with Nedved, who I think is the director of football at Juventus, about Pogba. We need to dream a little, but nothing's impossible. So more comments about Juventus and Pogba, which United aren't happy with, apparently, because it's just stirring the pot again. Now, whether that story is true or not, I think we can take it to the bank and bank it, because of course you're not going to be happy. If you're a manager of a football club and one of your most important players who's been out all season injured, and their agent who speaks for that player is talking about Juventus when he's not even been, you know, you've been paying him what, 300 grand a week and he's not even playing, you're going to be like, shut your gob, we'll sort your deal out in the summer. So I can understand why United are pissed off like that, but it is their own making. I'm not going to go over that again. It's the own making of United. They put their eggs into the Pogba basket and they all got scrambled. You know, we shouldn't have done it. We should have got other midfielders in. We should have got Bruno Fernandes in the summer. But what I was found interesting about this story is that Manchester United are acceptable. They are aware and acknowledge the fact that Pogba will be going in the summer, which is, to me, blatantly obvious that Pogba will probably be the big deal of the summer unless an Mbappe or a Neymar moves. But Manchester United apparently want to get this deal done before the Euros, because unlike some people like Dortmund who want to do it after the Euros because Sancho playing for England can knock his price up, United want to get it done before the Euros for two reasons. One, because Pogba could get injured in the Euros and then they can't sell him and they get stuck with him again. And two, because they want to get the money in to go and buy players. And if they wait till after the Euros, it could be August before he's gone, which gives you 2 or 3 weeks to get a deal done. So I'm encouraged by that news if it's true. I think United do need to get this deal done very, very quickly. What worries me is the price that's being quoted, £100 million. Like, that's only £11 million more than what we paid for him 3 years ago. And in that time, there's inflation. Pogba's value's not dropped. Pogba's still a good player. Like, his stats stand up. He's a good player. I know people say he's inconsistent, and he is, but his stats still stand up. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, this just feels like when we sold Ronaldo to Real Madrid. I know it was 80 million and it was a lot of money, but I think it should have been another 40, easy. We let Beckham go to Real Madrid cheaper than he should have gone as well. I don't think Pogba should be going for 100 million. I think he should be going for at least 120. So it does worry me what's being offered out there. He's got enough left on his contract. I think United should be looking at for more than that, but we'll have to see. Is it confirmed that fifth gets a Champions League place now, says Dylan Westron? It's not officially been confirmed, but it pretty much will be. If Man City are banned from the Champions League, England has still got another spot. So how are they going to allocate that spot? They're not going to give it to the FA Cup winners, so they're going to give it to the fifth place, I would have thought. The interesting thing is, I presume Man City are banned from the Europa League as well. And if they're banned from the Europa League, well, they won the Carabao Cup, so that means probably another league spot. So you could be in Europe this year as low down as 8th or 9th, I think, because Man City might win the FA Cup as well. We've also had a super chat coming in from Carl Evans. Sell Pogba after the Euros to increase his value, or sell him early and use the extra time to use the funds? Carl, I would sell him early, but I would want a good price for it. Because at the end of the day, if Pogba has a good Euros, his price could go up. That's the bait I would be using to Real Madrid and Juventus. I'd say I want 120 million now. If he has a good Euros, it's going up to 130, 140. So, you know, get it done. What's tonight's cocktail, Mark? It's just fizzy pink lemonade. Did anyone see it? Lewis, I don't think, don't know what you're on about. Why on earth would Sancho go to United to battle for fourth or fifth for a decade, says Nick Smith. Love to know who you support, Nick. And I can't imagine, I mean, look, if you're a Liverpool fan, that's the best you could be. Can't imagine a player going to Liverpool because they want to battle for fourth or fifth for the next decade. Let's go back a decade and what you were doing. Let's do look at what you're doing now. So just because a team's underperforming now doesn't mean they're going to be underperforming in 2 years. And better players make for a better team. So I don't think footballers look at it like that. I think the most relevant point with a Sancho is, are you in the Champions League? That's the thing that's going to appeal to him, because at the end of the day, next season, everybody starts with 0 points. So if we're in the Champions League and we buy Jadon Sancho and a couple of others, he might see it as the project he wants to be part of. Nathan Taylor, off topic, but shocking news about Caroline Flack taking her own life. No doubt the online bullies and media played a part even when nothing was proven. Well, you know, it is sad. I'm not going to say anything more than that because it's a football channel. And, you know, I think a lot of people have said it on social media. All I'm going to say about it is that it's just very sad that people don't see a way out. Mental health is a big issue, especially in the modern world with all this social media. And as I said, behind the blue tick is a real person. And you know, the all I would say is that lots of people struggle with depression and mental health, and there's always a way out. There's always a way out. You've got to have the right people behind you, but you've got to take that step yourself. Pick up the phone. There are people out there. There's the Samaritans and people like that. There's always a way out. And the sad thing is, with someone like Caroline Flack, as an example, is that I really do believe that if, no matter how bad it was now, look at things, they turn around in 6 months' time. There's so many celebrities that go through something, and then a year later, they're writing a book about it, and they're on Loose Women talking about it on the... on that lunchtime show, Loose Women or whatever. It can turn itself around, but what can't turn itself around is when people go into that dark place and they don't feel that there's a way out. And there is a way out, and it's very, very sad. And I think that this thing that's happened tonight, the person who's done it is obviously getting the headlines, but they represent a lot of other people who are doing it, and that is the sad thing. And I think we've all got to take a responsibility. You know, the social media isn't policed. Social media can be a very toxic place. But you know what? I did have people today saying, well, you know, people who criticise people like Pogba, they're just as bad as that. And I'm like, oh, come on a minute. Hold on a minute. You don't know that somebody's took their own life there. And you're comparing it to criticising a footballer. We operate as football fans in an entertainment business. If we can't watch a game of football tomorrow and say that was a crap pass, he's not good enough to play at this level, because in fear that it might cause them problems to go and do something like that, then we may as well just stop. You know, football is an entertainment business. Acting is an entertainment business. Competitive sport is an entertainment business. If you can't critique it, then what is the point? And I tell you what, I used to get taken to watch football on the terraces in the late 80s. And if you think social media is bad, well, what I used to hear on the terraces was disgraceful, whether it was racism, absolutely vile stuff, lay down and die. It was awful, absolutely awful. And this was being shouted at players from the terrace. So look, yeah, social media in relation to football can go a bit far. But I think banter, critiquing, I don't have a problem with that. When you start going personal on somebody, you know, and saying vile things, that's too far. But we've all got a responsibility. But the big responsibility we all have is to try and be empathetic to the human race. People make mistakes. Some of those mistakes you shouldn't come back from. You know, cruelty to children and you know, murder and there's lots of things. But some mistakes, whilst they are wrong and people need to be punished for them, they shouldn't be things that force people into taking their own lives and things like that. In my opinion, the stick Ollie at this point is unfair. Lots of us and yourself knew that he was inexperienced when he got the job at the start of the season. Did you think we'd be near top four? I thought we'd be seventh, says James Pine. I've answered this a few times, James, and look, I will continue to critique Ole Gunnar Solskjaer because I don't think he's good enough for the job, but I'm behind him because he's going to be in the job till May, and I hope he can turn it around. I think the best thing for United, and I said it with Mourinho, is the current manager turns it around because it's less disruption. But where did I think we'd finish at the start of the season? I think I probably did say sixth. And I blamed that on the board. The problem with this year is, if it was a normal season, we'd be 10th, 11th, 12th. We're only 1 point off 10th at the moment. The reason we are in a race for top four and probably could finish fifth or sixth is because beyond the top three, it's the crappiest season ever. Chelsea are in fourth and they've lost 8 games. If this was a normal season, we'd be mid-table. It's skewered. You know, we can be fifth or sixth where we predicted at the start of the season because the league is crap below the top three. But the problem is, it's not just about points accumulation. It's not just about where you are in the league. It's the football. How many times have you genuinely been excited or entertained or encouraged about the future this season under the current coaching regime? Not often. So, look, it's not even about where we're going to finish. It's about watching United and going, this is crap. We're not progressing. That's why some people have said they've had enough. People should keep in mind that Pogba must be totally disillusioned by the mess he came back to. No direction, no ambition, no plan. Sold him a fairy tale. Sean, I think we just talked about that there, didn't we, really? And James again says, season's been crap. We've been without our best player and creator all season. Most improved, McSauce, Martial and Rashford. Are you really surprised where we are, considering what you thought before? Well, I've just answered that, James. So thanks for the contribution again. And, you know, a lot of teams get injuries. Man City haven't had Laporte and Sane. They've still managed to get in the top four. Leicester haven't got Ndidi at the moment. They're still churning out results. They got a result against Wolves today, didn't they? So Spurs have had injuries, a lot of injuries. They've got Harry Kane out for the second half of the season, probably their best player. So I think sympathy towards injuries when it's self-inflicted, that we didn't invest enough in the summer, and also everybody else gets injuries as well. We've not had an injury crisis. I don't think we've had an injury crisis. We've had Pogba out, that's one player. We had Martial out at the start of the season, that caused us a problem, and now we've got Rashford out, and McTominay's been out. But that's four players. Over the course of a season, four injuries to big players isn't that surprising. The problem is, if Martial got injured, we were screwed. If Rashford gets injured, we're screwed. We've got no depth in the front three. If Pogba gets injured, we're screwed. We've got no depth in the front three. That's self-inflicted. So sympathy towards injuries, you know what I say? I'm not sympathetic towards injuries. I think it was idiocy, absolute idiocy, to go into the season with the strength and depth that we've got. We were always one injury away from a crisis. And not many clubs are like that. The bottom half of the table, Premier League, if they lose their best player, they're in trouble because they haven't got the finances or depth. But the top half of the table, if you lose one of your better players, you should have somebody to come in. Do you realistically think we could sign any of City's players? It's not unheard of, players having played for both clubs, says Josh Bowster. Well, no, I don't think City are going to be in that sort of a situation, to be honest with you. And I don't think we will sign any City players. Corey Lenica says, I focus on the centre midfield, spend 120 on Jack Grealish and Ruben Neves and will be dramatically better. Forget the glamour move that is Sancho. We do need a right winger, Corey. We do need a right winger. And what I would say to you lot, and let's run an experiment now. If we don't sign Sancho in the summer, who do you get as a right winger? Because a lot of you would have said Ziyech. Well, he's gone. So who do you get as a right winger if you don't get Sancho? Because we need a right winger. We haven't got a right winger coming through. Dong could have played there if he'd been good enough, but also he's going to leave. We have no right winger coming through. Dan James isn't a right winger. We haven't got a right winger. Sancho can play that role. If we don't get Sancho, who are we going to get? We need a right winger. Who are we going to get? There's nobody coming through from the youth. So who are we going to get if we don't get Sancho? That's the question. There are players out there, but I think we're in that position where we've got all the eggs in one basket again. A few people talking about Adama Traore. Zidane, Brian says Lozano. I've been a big fan of Lozano, but I think that ship has sailed and he's not doing particularly well in Italy anyway. Leon Bailey's another one. Jonathan Moore that's been mentioned in the past. I do like him, but again, it's gone very, very quiet. But that may be because we're just looking at Jadon Sancho, to be honest with you. We'll have to wait and see. But Neres, a few people talking about him. What? Douglas Costa. Bit old now, Undying Love. Bit old. Aaron Lennon, says Paul Robinson. Well, you know what? He's probably a lifelong United fan, so it works, doesn't it? Mertens is too old, I think. Apervi. And I wouldn't fancy him as a right winger in the Premier League. Sell Pogba the Euro so that we can buy cheap, says Amav Bajur. Not sure how that works, to be honest. Moomin Saeed says, have you seen the training sessions over the week? Will be interesting to see how we play against Chelsea and might try something new with Bruno and Igalo in and Scott coming in. Scott won't play on Monday, Moomin. I mean, that's what Ollie has said. He's not ready to play on Monday. So it doesn't mean he won't do. I wouldn't be surprised if McTominay plays on Monday, but we're being told he hasn't trained enough to play on Monday. So if he does play, we're risking him again, aren't we? But I don't think McTominay will play. I don't think there'll be a change in the system. I don't think he'll play three at the back because he did that last time and we were crap. I think he'll play the 4-2-3-1. It'll be Matic and Fred with Bruno ahead. And then it'll be probably play Martial up front, James on the left, and maybe Lingard or Greenwood on the right. I think that's how we'll line up with Igalo on the bench. James Pine, fair point, Mark. However, with going into the season, I think the board told Ollie that he had to clear decks on a promise of time. Seven gone, three in, no depth, we're undermanned. Can we blame Ollie for that? No, you can't, James. You can blame Ollie for the way we play football. That's what I sort of said before. Can't blame Ollie for the lack of spending. Can't blame Ollie for the crap deadwood we've got. Can't blame Ollie for the squad we've got. Can't blame Ollie for the lack of midfielders being brought in. You can blame Ollie for underachieving with the squad he's got. And I think that's the bottom line. We have massively underachieved. Yeah, we've not got the strength in depth, but we should have been playing better football. We should have had better results. This is the worst season we've had since 1989, which is 31 years. We're not that bad. We shouldn't be that bad. Players we sign in the summer should have some character. This team really needs that right now, says Orlando Anglin. I think you're right. I think we need some personality. We do. And I think Bruno will bring personality. I think we need two or three more. Definitely. Definitely. And Zagar Kapoor says, we should wait and scout Euros for a right winger if Sancho move fails and finish all of the transfers before the Euros. It's dangerous to scout a player in international football because international football is a drop down from compared to the Premier League or the Champions League. You can do well in a major tournament and then disappear. I mean, look at Rebic. He's half decent, but he's not ended up playing in the Premier League, has he? He's not playing for a top club. I think he plays for AC Milan now, doesn't he? So, you know, just because you do really, really well in a major tournament doesn't mean you're going to do really, really well in real life, as I call it. Hiren Kamen says, by the way, people should put respect on De Gea's name and stop this Henderson nonsense for now. We have bigger problems. What De Gea needs is a Vidic type of centre-back. I do agree with you. I don't get this sort of underlying movement to remove De Gea and bring Henderson in. I mean, Henderson's been fantastic at Sheffield United. Do I think he's anywhere near De Gea? Do I think he's got the potential to be anywhere near De Gea? No. I think De Gea is and has been one of the world's best goalkeepers. I don't think Dean Henderson will be one of the world's best goalkeepers. I just don't. And even if he does, we've still got De Gea, who is nowhere near done. So I think what Dean Henderson's done has been fantastic. I think it presents an interesting problem for United, but goalkeeper isn't a problem for us. We've got David De Gea. I'm more than happy with him. 41 points gap to Liverpool is depressing. Romeo KGT, that's my thoughts on that. It's embarrassing to be 41 points behind Liverpool. It's a disgrace. Absolutely disgraceful. And anybody who says any different is wrong. Sancho, Zaha, Werner, Havertz, Rice, Grealish and Madison. You're having a laugh, Riley HD. You're having an absolute laugh. No way. Not even half of those will come. Do you think if we get Grealish, Sancho and Madison this summer, we will get top four next season, says HC. Look, you can cut this clip. You can put it in your downloads. You can save it in a file. You can put it wherever you want. You can take this to the bank. We are not signing Grealish and Madison. If you are talking about it, you are falling for the PR spin that's coming from wherever. Like, whether it's Woodward's new PR guy or whatever, let's spin a bit of positivity. We are not signing Grealish and Madison. We've got more chance of signing Messi. We are not signing Grealish and Madison. It makes no sense. We don't have the budget to do that. We are not going to sign two attacking midfielders when we've just bought one in Bruno Fernandes. We will sign one of them. We will not sign them both. This story that we want both of them is either being misconstrued or it's bollocks. Like, we probably want both of them, but we're only going to sign one of them. They're probably both targets for one position. We're not signing both of them. It makes no sense because anybody who's watched Grealish and Madison knows that you can't play Grealish, Madison and Bruno in the same bloody team. So we're not going to do that. We need other positions. We will sign one of them. With United being in such a dark place, how do you see the future playing out and how do you feel with Liverpool being heavily linked with Werner? Smith says Nathan Taylor. Liverpool are going to do what United probably didn't do enough of, but we still managed to win titles under Sir Alex. We never really did it that often where we won a title and then went and got a great signing as well. And I think Liverpool, if they get Werner, they're adding a top player to a top team that makes them even stronger. And why shouldn't they do that? Why shouldn't they do that? That's what a team in strength should do. You should strengthen. I think you'll do a great job. I really do like Werner. Look, all I can say is I love Manchester United. A lot of us do in this comment. I love Manchester United. I want Manchester United to win games and I want Manchester United to get back. I want Manchester United to be successful. I spent many years watching United being successful. I've been doing the United stand for 5 years and we've been pretty bad throughout that whole time. With a few highlights like the Europa League win and a couple of domestic cups, a bit of Champions League football. But, you know, nowhere near the levels I've experienced. I want to experience that. I want us all to experience that. And I believe we can do that. Because if you've got no belief, you've got nothing, haven't you? So, look, I'm not negative. I'm realistic about the problems at the club. But I want us to win. You know, if we win on Monday night, I'll be celebrating as much as I celebrate anything. Because winning at Chelsea is a big thing to do. It always has been. Even when we were successful, a win at Stamford Bridge is a good result. So, you know, we're not doing great this season, but if we win on Monday night, it's a great result to celebrate. So I want Manchester United to be successful. I don't believe in people who change or lose interest in their club because it's not going well. I think, you know, these are the times where your support is most important because the club needs it. And it shows how much you love something when it's going through a difficult time. So I want United to be successful. It is a difficult time. You know, I've never been so engaged in Manchester United in relation to you know, I'm passionately want us to get back. And I think back to the times when we won the treble, all the titles we won. And actually, over the summer, you just sort of kick back and go, well, we've won the title again. Oh, that would be a nice signing. You're far more passionately engaged now than I probably was then. Because then it was like, Sir Alex is at the wheel, everything's fine. Just going to enjoy the summer, bring on next season, we'll be favourites, we'll probably win it again. Now it's like every bloody day you're like, what's bloody going on? What's going on? This has got to get better. So, look, that's supporting a football club, isn't it? That is supporting a football club. And I hope that United can get back. But to answer the question, we're a long, long way. We're a long, long way from getting there. You asked a while ago about best post-Fergie signing. I'll shout out Romero, best second keeper in the Premier League, says Sean Fennerty. I mean, look, Romero's been a good backup goalkeeper, but I wouldn't say he's the best signing because you want a signing that's made an impact. I think Anthony Martial's been a very good signing. Could have been better, but I think he's been a good signing. I think Bruno Fernandes will be a great signing. I think he will probably be the best signing. I thought Herrera was a good signing. Mata at times wasn't a terrible signing. I think there's been, but there's not been that consistency and there's certainly not been that standout. Have you seen Rick call you out on Twitter about Pogba pulling this up by the bootlaces? No, Josh Bowerter. I don't get called out on social media. If people want to call me out, they can send me a bloody text. I don't scour the timelines to get called out on social media. I think it's a little bit amateur. But man, have look at Todd Cantwell, says David Welsh. There's better than Todd Cantwell. He's a good player, but there's better than him, i.e. Grealish or Maddison. Anyway, look, thanks everyone for watching. We've only got to wait 2 more days for this massive game against Chelsea. I'm very excited about it. We've got a preview going up with Flex and Rants tomorrow and a Chelsea fan outside Stamford Bridge. That'll be going out tomorrow lunchtime to get you back into the mood. I've already done my preview and combined 11. Seems to have been waiting for this game for a long, long time. Need to get it on. Need to get this next few weeks up and running. A lot of talk over the last couple of weeks because that's all we could do. Let's see a bit of reality bite. And then we've got Bruges on Thursday as well. Thanks everyone for watching. Please do smash a like on the video and I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Thanks for watching. Cracking show, by the way. Really enjoyed it. Some really good debate points, some really good disagreements, but respectful disagreements and conversation. That's what it's all about. So I hope you all have a great evening. What am I going to do tonight? I'm going to watch a film. I think I'm going to watch Green Book with Viggo Mortensen, which doesn't look like being my sort of thing, but a lot of people have said you need to watch it. So I'm going to go and watch it. Speak to you all soon.